The cowboy has been the living symbol of the Old West. His courage, his reckless, daring spirit have been the inspiration of a million thrilling tales. Hollywood Rodeo is the saga of the modern cowboy, the cowboy of today. And it features Tex Ritter, cowboy star of Universal Pictures.
With jingling spurs and high heel boots, how the Mexicans leave the chutes to fit. How that I know, oh, yes, for the rodeo boy.
And here he is. That riding, roping, singing cowboy star, Tex Ritter.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, and welcome to Hollywood Rodeo. We hope you like it. Here's our entry list, the Rancho 3-0. Bob McGimpsey, America's favorite whistler. Our Buckaroo Quizzaroo. A special Western guest of honor. A dramatized story of the cowboys of today. Well, I almost forgot. Soapy Jones.
Hey, that sounds like sabotage to me.
And to fill in the gaps, we'll throw in a song or two. Now out of shoot number one, with the assistance of Bob McGimpsey, comes a new song by Frank Lesser, the composer of Jingle, Jangle, Jingle. Have I Stayed Away Too Long?
Have I stayed away too long? Have I stayed away too long? If I came home tonight, would you still be my darling? Or have I stayed away?
Buckaroo Quizzaroo. Two persons have been selected from a studio audience who claim they're real Western fans. Each will be asked two questions about the West, and we give them 10 seconds to rope, throw, and tie the answer. For each question answered correctly, the contestant will receive $10 in war savings stamps. If the contestant answers both questions correctly, he or she will receive in addition a copy of Mary O'Hara's latest Western novel, Thunderhead. A swell story of a range horse by the author of My Friend Flicka. You ready with the first contestant, Soapy?
Yes, sir. And a real Western fan he is, too. Hey, Tex, this here is Roy Summers, what helps build victory ships, what helps win this here war.
Well, howdy, Roy.
Howdy.
I see your card here. It says you're an ardent reader of Western magazines. Is that right?
Well, I read just about every one on the stands, I think.
Well, that's fine. Now, here's your first question, Roy. In cowboy parlance, what does bulldogging mean?
Well, to jump from a running horse and catch a steer by the horns and throw him to the ground.
Right you are, Roy. Well, that makes you 10 smackers richer. Now, here's your second question. What was the real name of Buffalo Bill?
Cody. William, well, I think it was Frederick Cody.
That's near enough. Well, you've won $20 in war saving stamps and Mayor O'Hara's new novel, Thunderhead. Thanks and good luck, Roy Summers. Who's next, Soapy?
Hot ziggity. I crowd a little she-quizzeror this time, Tech. Her name is Jean Harris, and she was born in Kalamazoo. And left there when she was 12 years old. Been in Hollywood ever since. She's 18 years old. And lives at 1842 North Hudson, and her telephone number is Hillside 97. Hey, I don't want to give that away.
Well, anyway, welcome to our Buckaroo Quizzaroo, Miss Harris. Your card here says your favorite movies are westerns. Is that right?
Right, and I liked your last one very much.
Well, thanks for the plug. Now, you have 10 seconds to answer this first question. What is a cayuse?
A horse.
Well, what kind of a horse?
Why,
What nationality is Setting Bull?
Oh, an Indian pony.
Well, I had to help her a little, Tex, on account of she's from Kalamazoo. You know, I was always fond of Kalamazoo. Besides, anyone what comes from Oklahoma...
Kalamazoo's in Michigan, Sophie.
Who moved that town?
Now, here's your second question, Miss Harris. What is a dogie?
A dogie is, a steer.
Well, that's pretty close. They belong to the same family, but as we understand it, a dogie is a weaker, scrubby yearling calf that hasn't wintered well. But that still leaves you with $10 in war-saving stamps.
Oh, shucks. I always thought a doggie was a little calf that had lost its mama and its papa had run off with another cow.
Well, it could be. Well, anyway, thank you, Miss Harris, for being with us, and lots of luck. Yay! And now the Rancho 3-0 dedicates this next number to our two contestants, Miss Jean Harris and Mr. Roy Summers. And the number is the current hit of the Deep South, Fireball Mayo.
Here she comes, look at her roll. There she goes, keep that cold. Watch her fly, look in the red. Let her fly, 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 Fireball Mayo. Let her go, look at her speed. Hear her blow. Whistling screams like a hound wagging his tail. Dallas down, 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 Fireball Mayo. Watch her swerve, look at her sway, get that curve out of the way. Watch her fly, look at her stay, let her fly, fly, fly. Let her fly, 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 Fireball Mayo.
Yes, sir, and now for a special guest of honor. He's a man who made a name for himself in the game called rodeo, a man who was at one time world's all-around champion cowboy. Today, he is one of Hollywood's leading stuntmen. Ladies and gentlemen, Yakima Canut. Now, Yak, we all know you won the title of world's champion cowboy in 1926. When did you retire from the rodeo game?
2 years later in 1928.
Have you been in Hollywood ever since?
Yeah, I started in a series of westerns for a while, but since 1932, I've been a stuntman.
Yak, what is this stunt director tag that you have sometimes? How does that work?
Well, now, suppose it's a big super western. They give me the script, and I go over it, see what stunts they want done, see if I can add any more to it, and if they want any more action. Then when the picture starts, I plan and rig all the stunts and get the boys I want to do them.
I see. Now, you haven't retired, though, from the actual stunt work yourself, have you, Yak?
No, I still do them. I just wrecked a stagecoach this afternoon.
How was it?
No broken bones.
Well, I know that all stuntmen in pictures have slip-ups. Sometimes they're injured seriously. Sometimes they're just badly jarred. Which ones do you remember? I guess you've had your share.
Yes, I have, Tex. And the stunts that look the easiest are always the ones to look out for. One such freak happened about 5 years ago. It was in one of your pictures, Tex. I was doubling old Soapy here. It was the last shot of the picture, and you and I were supposed to ride under a tree, and one of the lower branches was supposed to knock me off the horse. I'd done this same thing hundreds of times before, but this particular time I landed on my head and went out like a light.
I remember it, Jack.
Yeah, I'll never forget it myself. When I thought you'd come to, I asked you for my gun, and instead of giving me my gun, you grabbed my old coat and put it on and asked me if the fall hurt me and walked away.
Well, thank you very much, Jack. It's been a pleasure seeing you again.
Thank you, Tex. I've enjoyed it.
Now all the hands dedicate the old Chisholm Trail to Hollywood stuntman and one-time world champion cowboy, Yakima Canuck.
Come along, boys, listen to my tale. Tell you my troubles on the old Chisholm Trail.
Come a tie, yippee, it's getting mighty cold. Your longhorn son of a gun, you're getting hard to hold. Come a tie, yippee, 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 yippee. Come a tie, yippee, yippee,
yippee. On a $10 horse, a $40 saddle, I'm a gone to punch in Texas cattle.
Come a tie, yippee, it's getting mighty cold. Your longhorn son of a gun, you're getting hard to hold. Come a tie, yippee, 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 yippee. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yippee.
In the herd, the boss said, kill it. Hit him in the rump with the handle of a skillet.
Come a tie, yippee, it's getting mighty cold. You don't want some work, you're getting hard to hold. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yay, yippee, yay. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yay.
Went to the ball, best from a roll. Had me figured out $9 in the hole.
Come a tie, yippee, it's getting mighty cold. Your longhorn shovel gun, you're getting hard to hold. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yay, yippee, yay. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yay.
Gone to Oklahoma, gonna marry me a squaw. Raise papooses for my paw-in-law.
Come a tie, yippee, it's getting mighty cold. Your longhorn son of a gun, you're getting hard to hold. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yay, yippee, yay. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yay.
And now our dramatized story based upon true incidents in the lives of the cowboys of today.
The street of Valley City was hung with gay bunting, and in every window along the thoroughfare, bright placards proclaimed Valley City's first annual rodeo. Now at the fairgrounds on the outskirts of town, the stock is being herded into the corrals. The various contestants and officials are milling about. Suddenly, a cowhand leaps over a fence and calls...
Hey, Marty.
Ted?
Look at the number I just drew out of the hat.
Number one. That's Dive Bomber.
Sure it is. And there's a standing offer of 1,000 simoleons to the man who stays with him 10 seconds. I've been wanting a crack at that bronc for the past 2 years.
Tex, that horse is a killer. Look what he did to Burke and Katie and Ortega last season. Burke and Katie are both dead, and Ortega won't ever ride a horse again.
But I've studied the horse, Marty. I'm wise to every trick he pulls. I'm going to ride him.
Oh, I hope you do, Tex.
Now, this is the one horse I've got to ride. You know, I just got a wire from that real estate outfit out in California, and that little spread we've been wanting up in San Joaquin Valley's up for sale. $2,500 will swing the deal. I've got $1,500 cash now, and with the $1,000 I'm going to win today, the place is going to be ours.
Oh, that'd be swell, Tex.
And that'd mean that when this rodeo season is over, you and me are getting married and settling down out there in good old California, where the sun shines day and night.
That sounds good to me, Tex. I just felt a drop of rain on my hand. Suppose the show's rained out, Tex. Suppose there's no money to pay off.
Oh, don't go to barn trouble, honey. Colonel Hackley told me that the merchants in town had already put up the prize
money. No, but if anything goes wrong, Tex, the hands will blame you, sure. You talked him into coming here, you know.
Hey, Tex, I gotta see you for a minute.
What stampeded you, Soapy?
Oh, it's that there fellow, Louis Shadko, the gall darn polecat.
Never call a man a polecat, Soapy. It ain't nice. If you must call him something, call him a sachet kitten.
What's Louie up to now, Soapy?
Well, he's a-yipping his head off because Tex let him talk him into coming to Valley City here instead of going to Belle Plains. He's a-saying this year's show is a turkey and ain't going to pay off, and he's got half the hands of believing it, too.
Oh.
He's a-saying that you and the colonel is in cahoots on this year deal.
I asked the hands to come here because I thought this section was ripe for a Bronx show, and I wanted to see the colonel get off to a good start. Win, lose, or draw, I don't get a nickel out of it.
Well, maybe you'd better talk to the gang, Tex.
Nothing doing. I've been working with these people for 5 years. If they don't know me by now, all the talking in the world won't set them straight.
Oh, here comes the rain.
And it's a-coming down by the bucketful. If it keeps up like that, they'll have to put water wings on them there Bronx.
Stopped.
Yeah, but hey, take a look at that there arena. Why, the stock won't be able to stand on his feet. I think Colonel Hackley better call the rodeo off.
There's a few hundred half-drowned customers out there in the stands who paid the good money to see a Bronx show. And I say we've got to give it to them.
Uh-oh, here comes Colonel Hackley now, and he sure doesn't look very happy.
Oh, I've got to talk to you in private for a moment, Tex. Will you two excuse us, please?
Oh, sure. Come on, Soapy. Let's amble over to the chutes and see what's going on.
Well, instead of that there bucking horse, I wish I'd have drawn a canoe.
Well, fella don't have to take a second look at you, Colonel, to know that there's something in the wood pile besides wood.
Oh, something terrible's happened, Tex. My manager skipped out of town with the gate receipts, the prize money, the entry fees, everything. There isn't a cent left to pay off the contestants.
How much do you need to pay off?
Well, counting the 1,000 I put up for a dive bomber, the nut comes to around 2,500.
Well, I drew dive bomber, so you can scratch off that 1,000.
Well, gee, that's swell, Tex, but that still leaves 1,500, and I haven't got it.
Well, since I brought the contestants here, I feel I'm sort of responsible. I've got 1,500 in my wallet you can have. Money I was figuring to use for something else, but I'm lending it to you to pay off the hands. If you ever have it to spare, you can pay it back. If you don't, you can just forget it.
Well, I...
Here, take it. Let's get this show underway.
Tex, here comes little Shed Cole and a bunch of the hands, and are they on the warpath?
Yeah, with paint, feathers, and blood in their eyes.
Well, there they are, boys. The pair of them.
Yeah.
You looking for me, Louie?
Yeah, we're looking for you. What are you two chip artists getting ready to do? Skip the country?
Tex kind of smacked you down, didn't he, Shadko?
What is all this, Tex?
Louis has been under the impression that the contestants weren't going to be paid off, Colonel Hackley. Would you mind showing him and his playmates the role you just showed me?
Well, sure. There it is. Enough money to pay off every event in the show.
Now get on your feet, Louis. And if you ever make another crack about me being a gyp artist, I'm liable to lose my temper. Now get on over there to the chutes.
Tex is next up.
Yeah, but I wish he wasn't coming out on dive bomber. Just look at that mess he's got to ride in. The arena's turned up like a hog wallow.
A hog wallow? Why, a hog would go plumb out of sight in that stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the event we've all been waiting for. Ready to come out of shoot number one is Tex Ritter, topping dive bomber, the world's champion bucking bronc. This outlaw horse is a man-killer. And Colonel Hackley, owner of the string, has a standing offer of $1,000 to the cowboy who stays on his back for 10 seconds. As we think of time, 10 seconds is but a flash in the pan. But to the man who tops dive bomber, there goes the gun. Out they come. It's a man's skill and courage pitted against the fury and cunning of the steaming horse.
Yippee! Hey, look at that cowboy riding at that horse. The dive bombers are trying everything in the bag, but... And you just as good as had that 1,000 in your pocket, son.
Yeah. I think I'd have made it if old dive bomber hadn't slipped in the mud.
Oh.
Someone get a doctor.
Yeah, there's a doctor on the way, Marty.
Marty?
Yes, darling?
that stuff I told you. You know, about the little spread we were going to have?
Yeah.
You better forget it, kid. It's out. It was just a... just a low-code cowhand's crazy dream, I guess.
A few months later, as the rodeo season is nearing its end...
Winnemucca welcomes you to its 10th annual rodeo and free barbecue. Gathered in our arena today is the greatest aggregation of cowboys
and
cowgirls ever assembled.
Well, Marty girl, how are you? You're a sight for... Oh, your arm, Marty. What happened to you?
Oh, Brown pitched me into a fence in Boise last week.
Oh, that's too bad. And you won't be riding today.
Nope. Not for quite a long time, I'm afraid. I came here looking for Tex. You didn't happen to see him, did you?
Well, I haven't seen Tex since Valley City, but I bumped into Soapy a few days ago. He told me he just learned that Tex is out in California somewhere.
Oh, he didn't say where.
Oh, he didn't know, but he was planning to go out there and hunt him up.
I wonder what he's doing out there.
Well, nothing, I guess. No, Tex has had quite a time with his eyes, Marty. An injury he got in Valley City. For a time, the doctors were afraid they couldn't save his sight.
Oh, I didn't know. I wonder how soon I can get a train to California.
Great to see you again, Soapy.
You mean you can see me, Tex, through them there dark glasses?
Well, I can see your shadow when you move in front of the window. But the doc tells me that in a couple of months I'll see as good as ever. Hey, look, Soapy, will you check those Lewiston entries again?
Sure, Will, but her name ain't there, Tex. She never made that there Lewiston date.
But Marty always made Lewiston. It was one of her favorite shows. Oh, see who that is, will you, Soapy?
Sure. Well, I'll be... come in.
Hello, cowboy.
Marty.
How are you, Tex?
Me? Oh, fit as a fiddle.
I didn't know about this until I met Colonel Hackley in Winnemucca last week. I'm terribly sorry, Tex.
Oh, look, if you just came to feel sorry for me, you don't need to. My eyes are all right. I can see almost as good as ever could.
Sure you can. I know.
For a while, they had me a little worried, but...
How do you think I looked, Tex?
Oh, fine. Like you always did.
You don't see any difference in me?
No, you look like you always did to me.
Oh, you cheerful old liar, you. My right arm's in a sling, Tex.
Huh?
Fence got in the way, and I busted it in four places.
Your arm? Oh. Gee, I'm sorry.
So you see, we're just a couple of old crips. And for a while, I'm going to be your eyes, Tex.
And I'll be your right arm. Where are you going, Soapy?
I got 2 feet, and I sure know what to do with them.
Thank you, Tex Ritter, Soapy Jones, and the entire cast for a swell performance. And now, Tex Ritter, Bob McJimsey, and the Rancho Trio introduce a brand new song written by our star, Tex Ritter, and Lieutenant Frank Harford of Fort Riley, Kansas, that we personally predict will be one of our 1944 hit songs. There's a Gold Star in Her Window.
There's a gold star in her window, shining bright and clear for all the world to see. There's a story in her window of the part a mother plays to keep us free, to aid the cause of liberty. She proudly gave a son. Out the deeds of men like he, no war is ever won. There's a gold star In her window, for a lad who led the way to victory.
Comes to a close. We hope you've enjoyed this new type of Western show, and will be with us again next week at the same time when we'll again present Hollywood Rodeo, the saga of the modern cowboy. Next week, our guest of honor will be Hoot Gibson, famous Western star and rodeo producer. And our drama will tell the story of a Texas cowboy who wanted to die with his boots on as a flying tiger over China. Until then, the star of our show, Tex Ritter, says,
so long, everybody. Hope to see you next week.
Hollywood Rodeo has been recorded for audition purposes only.